Previously on Alcoa FM.
It's Young Bums on Alcoa FM with Strangers. I'm super excited to have these gentlemen in the studio with me because we're chatting about childhood memories and things that we did outside, and a lot of that involved sport and games. So there is something very exciting coming up, and I have these two gents just in the studio to tell me a little bit more on their public holiday. It is Fena Barnard and Lavela Pongolo from Grey High School ahead of the upcoming rugby clash taking place at the Standard Bank Grey High Rugby Festival. That's the 2nd and the 4th of May. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us, Rochelle. Lovely to be here.
And how are you feeling?
No, I'm pretty good, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. Apparently, you have a nickname named X or something like that.
Yeah.
Where did you get that?
I think I got that from junior school from one of my mates. I was struggling to pronounce my other name, which was Klanti, and then it just cut it short for X. So yeah.
Okay, Klanti.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, there we go. Well, Fena, you can maybe answer this because you're the master in charge of rugby. Is the festival a major event? You know, is it annual? How many teams are participating in this major festival?
Yeah, it's, I don't know the exact starting date, but we're over 25 years already, 20 schools, 76 teams, and over 1,400 boys will be descending on the bay to participate in rugby matches across 6 fields. So it's quite a big event, yes.
It is massive, yes. Yeah. And while there are under 14, under 15, under 16 matches to enjoy, which first matchups are standouts for you?
It's quite tough. I'm a bit biased to the school that plays in light blue jerseys. But we've got some big names coming from across the land. JP are very highly rated. They've beat Grey College a few weeks ago. So I think their clash against Graham College is one to look for. Mm. And then Westfall from KZN, Dale College, they knocked us over a few weeks ago. So I think that I'm a daughter might have a point to prove at Grey in a couple of days. And then Westfall and Durbanville. Durbanville joining us for the first time from the Western Cape. So looking forward to seeing what they can bring to the party.
Okay. And there is wonderful coverage of schoolboy rugby now on various applications and streaming platforms. Why should the rugby public of Gqeberha get down to Grey on Thursday and Saturday? Why is this so important?
Well, you just look at the standard of the sport in our province at the moment. I mean, and there's some good work being done by, I'm glad to see like Gerald Lantuni is now taking charge at a higher level with the province. But we starved of rugby in the city. Mm. And the standard is phenomenal. I think the school is a lovely setting for the game. And yeah, there's lots to eat, a lot of excitement. And yeah, we look forward to a big crowd building up before the main matches on Thursday and Saturday.
Okay. And as you said, this is a massive event. And with that comes planning and sponsors and all of that. So tell me a little bit about the sponsors, particularly for this rugby festival.
Well, Standard Bank are our sole sponsor now. It's just the Standard Bank High School Festival. And of course, Alcoa FM are one of our official broadcast sponsors. So we do appreciate those relationships. And yeah, they really grease the wheels and allow us to put on a good show for all of our visitors. So it is appreciated.
All right, then, let's go to the first team captain. Okay, X, which of your two opponents this weekend are you most excited about playing against?
I would have to say St. John's. Reason being is that as a team, we try to focus on our game. Mm. That's we're going to play next, and then after that, then we move our focus to the next game. So I would have to say, since we're playing St. John's first, I'll say St. John's, yeah.
St. John's. And are they quite feisty? Quite rough? Are they?
No, I wouldn't say like quite rough, but like they're pretty good team, and I think it's going to be quite a good game.
Okay. Yeah. And as a rugby player who is quite highly rated, that's what I've been told, you did represent SA under 18 sevens at the Commonwealth Games in the Caribbean last year. What are your plans going forward? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I look on carry on playing good rugby, play rugby to my full potential, but also at the same time having fun while doing that. So, yeah.
Okay. And what do you look most forward to with this rugby festival and why?
I'd have to say playing also Graham, that last fixture against Graham.
Yeah.
I mean, they obviously did a number on us last year, and I feel like this year... we're going to be up for the challenge, and we're just going to brace ourselves for what's to come.
Yeah. Okay. And last question that I have for you, which other matchups are you looking forward to watching over the Grey Festival?
I would have to stand with Mr. Barnard in the one where he said JP versus Graham College. I feel like that's going to be a really, really pretty good game, yeah.
Okay. Well, any last words from you just to get everyone out there?
And folks, come and join us. Festival is always a highlight, and I think some high quality clashes and lots of good food and entertainment. So please come and spend some time next to the Khaleesi Field, named after, I think, one of the city's favourite sons. Yes. So please come and join us.
There we go. You've heard it from Fenner Barnard and Lavela Pongolo from Grey High School ahead of the upcoming rugby clash taking place at the Standard Bank Grey High Rugby Festival. That's the 2nd and the 4th of May 2024. See you there, and make sure you're just ready. You know, if we're ready for good sport, and also that you're hungry enough, because there will be food.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.